From Hollywood, Rudy Valley presents The Dream Show.
My time is your time. Your time is my time.
There's no time like our time, and no one like you.
Mr. Valley?
Yes, Pinkham?
Something terrible happened. The wax museum next door just burned down.
You mean where they have those wax figures of all the movie stars?
Yeah. And it was wonderful having Lana Turner melt in my arms. Go.
Rudy Valley with Pinky Lee, Gail Bonney, Marvin Miller, Benny Kruger's music, and that 20th Century Fox glamour star, Lynn Berry, brought to you by Dreen Shampoo. Yes, for lovely, lustrous hair, use Dreen.
No other shampoo, only Dreen Shampoo with hair conditioning action leaves your hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage.
Pinky, answer the phone. I'm reading my fan mail. What popularity. That's the third letter this year. Look what it says. Happy birthday to Bing Crosby.
Hello? Villa Valley Nightclub. Pinky Lee, the busboy, and mustaches paint on your favorite pinup girl speaking. You what? You say she lost her house, her baby is sick, her husband ran away, and her father went to jail? Oh, that's awful. Yeah, goodbye.
Who is that?
My brother. He's listening to Life Can Be Beautiful.
Oh, Pinky, you're incorrigible.
Please, I'm just as corrigible as you are. In fact, corrigibler.
What English? Heavens to Webster. Pinky, do you know what happened?
What?
This morning, we received invitations to the annual May dance on May 30th at the Hollywood Bowl.
Oh, what do you know?
What'd you do with my reply?
I mailed it.
You mailed it? There was no stamp on it.
Don't worry. When nobody was looking, I slipped the letter in the mailbox without a stamp.
Pinky, I don't know what I'd do without you, but I'd rather. Incidentally, that annual May dance will be formal.
Formal? Oh, then I'll wear my cutaway coat and torn-away pants.
You're a real Lucius Booby, aren't you? And now, Pinkham, in compliance with customary procedure, we should seek out pulchritudinous companions to share our terpsichorean adventure on that memorable evening.
English translation. Let's dig up some tomatoes. I think I'll take Hedy Lamarr.
I think I'll take Anne Sheridan.
No, I think I'll take Greer Garson.
Or perhaps I'll go with Dorothy L'Amour.
Okay, what'll we play now?
On second thought, I'll take my regular girlfriend, Valerie Verrilli. Oh, she's so beautiful.
Yes?
So alluring, so exotic. I worship the ground her father's bank is built on.
Well, I'm not taking my girlfriend, Cecilia. I'm mad at her. Oh, every time I visit her, she's sitting in the Morris chair.
So what?
Morris is sitting there, too. And last night, she insulted me. She asked me if I knew how to dance.
What's wrong with that?
I was dancing with her at the time. Oh, gee whiz. I'm washed up on Cecilia. Excuse me.
So is my face. Well, chin up, old boy. Prevents drooling, you know. Remember, Pinkham, girls are a dime a dozen.
A dime a dozen? Here's a nickel. Get me six.
Pinky, I have an idea.
What?
Why don't you take out our new Spanish cook, Pepita?
Oh, gracias, Señor Valale, for talking so nice on me.
She's a big one, ain't she?
Pepita, I'd like you and Pinky to become acquainted. You do go out with others besides Spanish men, don't you?
What else? I would like very much to go dancing with Señor Punky.
Punky? Just a minute! My name's Pinky, P-U-N-K-Y.
Pinky, why don't you give Pepita a kiss and show her that you like her?
Are you sure it's all right?
Of course it's all right. Go ahead. It's nothing. I kissed her once, and believe me, it's nothing.
Okay, Mr. Valley, I don't want to argue with you. I'll kiss her.
Well?
Let's argue. It's no use, Mr. Valley. I just can't forget Cecilia. She goes to my head like strong wine.
What about me?
Seven up. Cecilia is a combination of Betty Grable, Rita Hayworth, and Esther Williams.
Well, if she's a combination of all those, why isn't she in pictures?
She lost the combination. And do you remember last year when the College Girls of America picked their favorite pinup girl?
Yes.
Cecilia was unanimously left out.
Well, I don't know about you, Pinky, but I'm taking my sweet Valerie Verily.
Hello? Oh, hello, darling. Oh, of course, Angel. Oh, you sweet, adorable thing. Here, catch. Mr. Valley, it's for you. It's Valerie.
Hello. Yes, Valerie? It is I, your own, your precious, your beloved sweetheart, Mr. Valley. What? You're going to the annual maid dance with another man? But, Valerie, you shouldn't. You wouldn't. You couldn't. She did. Well, I'll go to the dance with another woman.
Yeah?
I'll ask my next-door neighbor, Lynn Barry.
Lynn Barry?
Yes. And you know what I'll do?
Why?
I'll woo her with my saxophone, as I did the girls in college.
Yeah?
In the meantime, I'm going to the club.
Well, what do you think?
Ladies and gentlemen of Villa Valley, here's Rudy. And guess what? I'm going to sing.
We'll be so happy, we'll always sing, if we remember one little thing, a little kiss each morning, a little kiss each night. Who cares if hard luck may be ahead, an empty cover, a crust of bread. A little kiss each morning, a little kiss each night. Dreams may disappoint us, as they often do. Bring your tears to me, dear, I'll bring mine to you. The hair so golden may turn to gray, I'll call you sweetheart and always say, a little kiss.
That's the reaction of a man to a girl with lovely, lustrous hair. And what a difference in glamour just a shampoo can make when you use Dreen shampoo with hair conditioning action. Dreen your hair, and you bring out all its natural beauty, as much as 33% more luster than any soap. Dreen your hair, and you free it of the drab, dulling film left by all soap shampoos. Dreen your hair, and you completely remove unsightly dandruff the very first time you use it. As famous magazine cover girl and Dreen girl Consuelo O'Connor says,
naturally, I'm a Dreen girl. No other shampoo leaves my hair so well-behaved, yet so gleaming with luster.
Right. No other shampoo, only Dreen shampoo with hair conditioning action, leaves your hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage.
You haven't lost your old skill. You haven't lost the old touch. Such fire, such passion.
I get it!
I see. A music lover, no doubt. Yes, sir, the saxophone shall help me persuade Lynn Barry to go to that dance with me on May 30th.
Excuse me, Mr. Valley, but what's that you got on your arm if I'm not too revolting?
Yes, you are. This is my saxophone, Pinky.
Is that what it is? No wonder it took 6 cans of tobacco to smoke it.
I have proof positive. Proof positive. When I first began playing the saxophone, Pinky, I didn't know the saxophone from a hole in the wall. And after just one lesson...
Yeah?
I was the only one in town who could play a hole in the wall.
My favorite is the flute. Well, I can do things with a flute that Oscar Levin can't do with his piano.
What's that?
Stir my coffee.
Oh, stop bragging, Pinky. You couldn't carry a tune if it had a handle on it. The only musical thing about you are the chords in your neck. Now, I realize that I need a little brushing up on my saxophone.
Yeah.
That's why I sent for that famous teacher, Maestro Montebello. That must be he. Come in.
Ah, you may do. I'm a Maestro Montebello.
Maestro, you've heard me play. What do you charge for a brush-up course?
Well, in your case, I'm a charge of $5 and a $10.
What's the difference?
For $10, I'm staying in the same room with you.
But, Maestro, I'm a genius. Why do you fight me, dear boy?
Listen, Maestrap. Here's what one critic said about Mr. Valley's playing. He says, when Mr. Valley plays the saxophone, the music swells to high heaven. Mr. Valley, is there an M in swells? And another thing, when Mr. Valley finishes concert, do you know what the audience yells?
What?
Ooh, you made me so mad.
Just listen to this, Maestro. Well, what do you think of that? Wipe that opinion off your face. All right, I'll play something by Debussy.
Who?
Debussy.
Oh, say, he's my favorite comedian.
Debussy is your favorite comedian?
Yeah, Debussy Fields. Oh.
Listen, my fine feathered dope. Debussy was the man who composed L'après-midi d'un faune, the afternoon of a faune. The music makes you wish you were a faun, leaping through the forest, primeval.
Not me. I'd rather be an elephant and squirt water through my nose.
Signor Valle, I'm still waiting.
All right, how about that old melody? Roses are blooming in Picardy.
What are you doing, senor?
I learned that song from a record.
But what is that funny noise?
The record had a crack in it.
I have an idea, Mr. Valley. What's the first song you ever sang?
Go feather your nest.
Go jump in the lake. I only asked you a simple question.
Signor Valley, I'm still waiting.
Never mind, Maestro. Pinky and I are going over to Lynn Barry's house. Come on, Pinky. We'll go out through the club. Pinky, here I am once again on my way to woo a lovely lady. Here is my trusty saxophone. And there, at the end of the goal, is Lynn Barry. Ah, yes. The vagabond lover rides again.
I wish you'd ride alone. These handlebars are killing me.
The first thing I'll say is, Lynn, my darling, look who's here. Rudy Valley. R-U-D-D-D-Y. V-A-L-L-E-E. Rudy Valley. Rudy Valley. Ah, we have arrived, Pinkham. This is the majestic abode of the regal Lynn Barry.
Mr. Valley, get up off your knees and stop kissing the ground.
Now, look, Pinky.
What?
You go in and give me a real build-up.
A build-up?
A real build-up.
Yes.
I'll stay out here in the garden.
Uh-huh.
And when I play My Time Is Your Time on the saxophone,
yes,
you call out, "All's well, Mr. Valley."
All's well, Mr.
Then I'll come in.
Uh-huh.
But don't take too long. It's terribly cold out here tonight.
Cold, okay. How do you do, Miss Barry? I'm Pinky Lee.
Stand up when you address a lady.
I am standing. I'm a small one, ain't I?
You certainly are. If you ever pull your socks up, you'll be blindfolded.
Thank you, I think. Miss Barry, aren't you going to ask me inside?
Why?
Well, to quote from a Latin expression, non vesti, non codi, frisi in la piazza.
Oh, I'm sorry. Come on in. I feel like being alone tonight.
Miss Barry, I am here to speak for Rudy Valley.
Rudy Valley?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yes. Spike Jones with curls. And what does Ma Perkins want now?
He wants you to go to the May dance with him.
I go to the dance with Rudy Valley.
What are you crying about?
I'd rather go with a moron, an idiot, an imbecile.
You mean you prefer me?
Come to think of it, I do. You're cute.
So am I. Ah, but Miss Barry, Mr. Valley is a singer. Oh, a musician and a songwriter.
Oh, yes, he sent me one of his songs. What a title. Meet me at the river, honey, and bring your laundry. I've got those washboard blues. Oh, forget Valley, Pinky. Look at me. We're alone. I'm a woman and you're a man.
Now she tells me.
You fascinate me. I'm weak. I'm helpless. I'm spellbound. Oh, Gregory.
Ingrid.
Kiss me. Pinky, where did you learn to kiss like that?
I have friends in Washington.
Do you still want to speak for Mr. Valley?
Valley? Who's Valley? That's the first robin I heard this spring.
Gee, one of the ferry boats must be in trouble.
That's no boat. It sounds like an organ grinder.
Yes, and he's got his monkey with him, too.
Pinky, I'm waiting for all well, Mr. Valley.
Hey, wait a minute. What's going on here?
Out here I'm freezing. I feel like...
Too much mixture. Pusty, pusty. As I was saying, Miss Barry...
Oh, Pinky.
Yes, Mr. Valley. Excuse me, I think my fudge is burning.
Ah, there you are, Lynn, my dear.
Who are you?
I'm Rudy Valley. Don't you remember me? On your last birthday, I brought you a little kitten.
The name is familiar, but I don't remember the puss.
Boing. I'm your Prince Charming. I've come to take you in my arms and squeeze you and crush you.
Oh, Rudy, you scare me.
I'm a little scared myself. You're very lovely, Lynn.
Oh, stop. I'm probably just a passing fancy.
Oh, no. I never passed up anything that fancy. Your eyes, your lips, and look at that beautiful arm.
What about my arm?
Your vaccination didn't take, did it? Yes, my dear, you have a million-dollar figure.
Why do you say I've got a million-dollar figure?
Well, look at the interest it draws. And now, Lynn, the pièce de résistance. I'm going to sing for you. By a strange coincidence, I've brought my orchestra with me. I'll begin the introduction on the saxophone. Night and morning, tears and laughter, welcome first and parting after. Here today, then away, a bubble upon the stream. All is fleeting, joy and sorrow, hasten onward and pass tomorrow. I regretting you forgetting, love is the interlude, life the dream. Mm-hmm.
journey on through every weather. April day, winter gray, afloat on a purple stream. You forget, but I remember. You are April and I December. Sun and gloaming, rest and roaming. Love is the interlude life.
A very wise man once said, one hair of a woman can draw more than 100 pair of oxen. There really is an amazing strength in soft, shining hair. Strength to attract, power to allure. So use Dream Shampoo with Hair Conditioning Action. When you dream your hair, you bring out all its natural luster. As much as 33% more luster